Good morning, everybody. Hello, hello. And welcome. Welcome to the day, to the morning, to your body, to your gorgeous self, to wherever it is you find yourself now. I'm not just talking physically, I'm talking internally. Welcome yourself to the experience of being here and being alive now, in this moment, this very second. And of course we do that by the process of orienting, looking around, seeing where you are in the physical space, grounding, feeling the earth beneath your feet, your butt on the chair or the floor or the cushion, the couch. And sensing yourself. What does it feel like to have a foot? If you weren't looking at your right foot, how would you know you had a foot? How would you know? What do you feel there? And the left foot. And a left leg. And a right leg. There is life force that blazes through you, animates you. Can you feel that? Can you feel that in your hips and your pelvis, your belly? How do you know you're alive now? Without going into your mind to answer that question, how do you know? What do you sense? What do you feel? the same life force that opens a peony is coursing through you right now. Can you honor that? Can you sense that? Meditation is a journey, a process, a practice. Of coming down from your mind, down and out. By out I mean out of that contracted, rambling, repetitive, obsession with our thoughts, identification with our thoughts, being run by our thoughts, and realizing there's such a bigger world. And it's right here, in your arms and legs and belly, your right hand, your left hand. It's here, that world is here, and you are that world. Do you dare to notice that? Are you willing? To at least for this moment, drop the shackles of your thoughts, the suffering that's happening from believing those thoughts, that most of us don't even label as suffering, because we've been doing it for so long, it seems like normal life, we've been living in this little cramped prison. But because that's how most of us have lived, we're just taking it for granted. It's comfortable. So are you willing now, right here, right now, to drop them? You can go back if you want to drop them. And notice the life force, non-conceptual, no words, life force. if you dropped all thought of yourself as you? I am someone who is a mother, has a spouse, lives in California, works at this job, has these friends, doesn't have these friends, doesn't have work I love, ate compulsively yesterday. If all that was gone, any way you could possibly identify yourself, what would be left? You'd be erasing the past and the future. You'd only be left with now. And what is that? What does that feel like? Who are you? When you're only here, only this, only now. That's what meditation is. Can you sit with that? Will you allow that? Watch if you get caught again in your mind in a story. If you're caught in a story, you're someone with a story. And the mind loves that. It wants you to do that. It believes that if it doesn't have that job, the world will end. It's plugging, pushing you to go back into the story of being someone who was wronged or did it right or is justified about this or is a failure. It loves it when you do that. It loves pinning you on the wheel of correction. And that wheel spins and spins and never stops. So you can get pinned on that wheel by the mind at any one of 10,000 places. When you realize that, you see through it. You come back to the majesty of this moment. No matter what it is, even if you're in physical discomfort, even if you're sitting with your dying mother, even if you've lost all your money, there is majesty in this moment by noticing what's here. Beginning with your right foot. Will you, can you, do you dare? To make this process the most important thing you are doing in your life. Which boils down to this moment, only this moment, and showing up in this moment, making a choice to do that. It's your choice. Are you breathing? Are you sensing? What are you choosing in this very second. What choice are you making? And so, everybody, may you choose and keep choosing and keep remembering that you have a choice. May you choose to come back to your right foot, to how you know you have a foot and a left foot and a body. May you choose that. May you choose the majesty of the moment again and again throughout the day. Thank you for joining me. Talk to you next time.